it's allowed me to experience fatherhood in a new way.
Welcome, everybody. Today is the Weekly Wednesday video, and we are excited to share with you that this channel has reached a special milestone.
The special milestone is thank you to you, 100,000 subscribers. And we were reached out to by YouTube, and they presented us with this little special thing. And we're not, what is it called, Janelle?
It's called the play button. It's not a plaque or an award. It's a play button. But the thing is, it doesn't actually play anything, just so you know. Our daughter Maria was quite disappointed.
She was hoping for the last couple of weeks for this play button to actually play something. And so when the great reveal happened, she was really disappointed. So we thought, first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who have subscribed to our channel. It's just been an honor and a blessing to be able to serve you this way. And thank you to our Patreon team members who support us on a monthly financial basis. All of this is because of you. You've allowed us to do what we do and to serve God this way. And we really appreciate you. But we also realize that many of you have subscribed to our channel only in the last little period of time and don't know the history of how we got here. So that is the point of today's video, our journey in Catholic YouTube world. Because we started, do you know when this channel started?
I think it was in 2010.
Actually, 2014.
Oh, but you started doing YouTube videos in 2010.
On another channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then opened up this channel 2014. And from 2014 until 2020, we had about 15,000 subscribers on this channel. So we were very blessed by that. But you weren't doing too much on that.
Just once in a while.
Just once in a while. And then I wasn't showing videos too often. It was like, I said every second week, but it really was.
It was very sporadic because Ken was gone so much. He was traveling, speaking all over North America, and it was really difficult to get videos made and edited and released. So
that's what some of you may not realize, that prior to this becoming full-time, I was speaking full-time doing parish missions 75% of the time in the United States. We live in Canada. And then what happened was COVID in March. And I went back to the analytics and I realized that is when over 85,000 of our subscribers have joined us on this journey. That's when many of you joined us, when COVID hit or somewhere in between after. And before and after is really different for us. Mm-hmm. But when COVID hit, right before that, I guess I'll share a little personally, right before that in prayer, I really felt Jesus speak to my heart with a clear word, and it was fortify my troops. And I just kind of tucked that away, didn't really understand what that meant. COVID hit, and it started to become a little bit more clear. And that's what this channel has been really about, is fortifying people in the fullness of the Catholic faith to help people grow in union with Jesus. If you've been following for the last 2 years, you know this is not a philosophy channel. It's not a theology channel. We are just trying to help people live in union with Jesus. So this is the Catholic spiritual life that we are sharing with you. And this is our journey. We're not coming to you as experts in the Catholic world. This is our journey with you. We're locking arm in arm, heart in heart with you to Jesus, and often to Jesus through Mary in many of these videos. And that's when you started coming in.
In 2022, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, you would just recruit me for the different devotional videos, like the Stations of the Cross or the St. Bridget prayers, talk about family, marriage, raising children, you know, topics like that. That's when you would kind of say,
yeah, hey, do this. And then we did a shift there in March when I was home more and I started coming up with all these ideas. Let's do series.
Oh, right, yeah. Let's do series, like 49 consecutive videos in Lent. That was 2 years ago. That was busy.
It was a blessing, and it was brutal.
But I will always remember it.
You know,
and it changed me.
And we will continue to do those things. But mm-hmm. that was a huge shift for our family.
Right.
Because then we had to have babysitting coming, looking after our kids. We had to have planning. What videos are we going to do? What's the series we're going to do? Mm-hmm. Find the time, the editing. But that was a big, big shift. So then we started doing these bursts. Some of them were big bursts. You know, over 40 videos during Lent. And then Advent, we did some in Advent. Right. And then we started doing
Novenas. Yeah, and then we were asked to do a Marian consecration based on the writings of Sister Lucia. So it was a 33-day video series called the Fatima Consecration. So if you're interested in that, you should just go check out fatimaconsecration.org and you can sign up because we actually start another round of the 33 days
today
for the consecration. Today, Wednesday.
So head over to fatimaconsecration.org. All those videos are free, by the way. So once you sign up, you'll start getting them daily. Mm. It's excellent. Really blessed to be able to do that with Clay Ministries.
So really the history, I feel like it's really been a huge change because I remember when we were newly married, we had just had one child. You had gotten these cameras, you set them out. It's really interesting how it's really evolved because he started out like in nature. He wanted to do outdoor videos, which I think was way more work. Like it would take you forever to record something It would just, all the sound, it would pick up everything. So anyhow, it's actually quite a lot easier to do recordings in a room that is kind of made for that purpose. But even back then, like Ken was busy doing more youth focused events with face-to-face ministries. And then over time, it started becoming more adult kind of focused ministry with parish missions and ministering to the people who were already in the church, just looking for more, you know, to nourish their souls. And so Ken was like traveling all over. And we had such a young family at that time. You know, I think we had 3 kids, 3 and under at one point, and you would be gone all the time. And then once 2020 hit, everything changed because he wasn't able to fly anymore. And now we have 7 children. Our 7th just turned 1 month.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I can't believe how fast that goes. And you're home full time. Maybe one day you'll get back on the road a little bit more, but I think God has really called you to be home, and this YouTube channel has really just been a huge blessing to our family in so many ways.
Our relationship has developed on the road, really, through ministry, because when I was with another organization called Face to Face Ministries, which I started, Janelle was a team member, and our friendship and then our romantic relationship developed in the ministry context. And so our whole relationship has had travel involved, mm-hmm. and lots of travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we never knew our relationship without travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID hit. And all of a sudden, we realized there's a different way of life.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. And in fact, better for us.
And for our children.
And for us.
And for us. Yes.
But it wasn't bad for us before. No. There was just, this is... And I guess I want to praise God for this grace because it's allowed me to experience fatherhood.
Mm.
In a new way. And being a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given us this grace to serve this way. But you have also made it possible. God has used you. You've subscribed. That allows ad revenue to come in to support our family. So many of you become Patreon members that without that support, financial support, we can't do that. That's the real thing that levitates us up. And so you've allowed us to serve this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so grateful for you. So where do we go from here with this channel? My sense is that word that God spoke to my heart, it's over 2 years ago, fortify my troops. I think that's still relevant, even more so. You look at the world and the craziness of it,
mm-hmm.
the rejection of truth. And this is a place where we want you to come and feel fortified in the truth. We might make mistakes along the way in our insights into certain things. And if we do, we'll correct that because we want to stay rooted in the fullness of the Catholic faith. And this is what this channel is about, helping people to become saints. We're on a journey. We're not there, but we're privileged that you would join us in this journey. So in closing, if you'd like to join us in that Fatima Consecration video series, head over to fatimaconsecration.org, link in the description, also right there. Also, if you'd like to join us in becoming a Patreon team and supporting us to help us in this mission to spread the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world, we'd be honored if you consider that. We need you. So link also in the description for that. So our next video, probably next week.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, always. Maybe something sooner. Actually, maybe tomorrow I'll do one. Throw out an extra one. God bless you guys.